Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, and Lavelle's also on the Commerce School Board, and we'd go on and on about all the things that Lavelle's involved in. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. John Mark. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, indeed. So coming up in the fall, but that's not that far away. It's kind of on the horizon. You're organizing an event for Saturday, September 9th. Tell us about it.
John Mark, we're putting together a program called Commerce Strong on September the 9th, beginning at 10 a.m. downtown. This is basically in response to, you know, what has recently happened here in Commerce. And, you know, my philosophy in life is to be a positive voice in an all too often negative world. And this is an event that's basically bringing Commerce citizens together to talk about reconciliation, talking about healing, and speaking of unity. It's going to be a special event on the 9th of September. Got Paul Voss down at the chamber involved in this. Chris Myers, pastor of First Baptist Church here. Janice Stroop with Commerce Community Cares. And Bob Johnson, a couple of other individuals, we're going to get together and plan this to make this a fun event of unity, oneness, and reconciliation here in Commerce.
Of course, you're referring to the incident involving Kerry Cruz, the police chief of Commerce, recently that received a lot of publicity, not just locally, but around at least the Dallas media market, if not around the country. So what's been the reaction to this?
Well, the event, basically, I created a Facebook page, and everyone's welcome to go to Commerce Strong on a Facebook page. Already got over 100 people that have signed up to say, I want to support this, I want to get behind this event, because we want it to be something positive for Commerce. Commerce is a beautiful place to live, it's a beautiful place to raise a family, and we need to make sure that we tell our narrative of what this town is really like. Mm-hmm. There's an old O.J. song I was sharing with Dr. John Humphreys, our provost here on campus, called The Love Train. And I've talked to Jared here at KETR. We thank for their support as well. We're going to play that song, and it's just going to be a good time. And we've had people volunteering bread and food, and we're going to give out free T-shirts with Commerce Strong on the front to all that are coming. It's no cost whatsoever.
Great. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, and Lavelle's Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, also member of the Commerce School Board. A&M Commerce Athletics getting involved with this?
Yes. I spoke to Tim McMurray, the athletic director. There's going to be a football game that night on September the 9th as well, and we're working with the athletic department, and we've gotten some folks who've been very generous towards providing some revenue, and folks who come to the event will also get a voucher to attend the football game that night. And I really appreciate Tim McMurray and what he's doing with our athletic department.
William Jewell is the opponent that night. You did an event somewhat similar to this a couple of years ago that was very successful.
We had a program called Through, which basically was trust, respect, and understanding. As you know, John Mark, there's been a lot of incidents across the country with law enforcement and the minority communities. And as I've said earlier, I try to be a positive voice in an all too often negative world. And we had an excellent event there at the city park, and basically bringing minorities and law enforcement together. I'm a strong supporter of law enforcement. My godmother works for the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Department, so I value what law enforcement does. But at the same time, we need to understand that things do happen. But for me, I try to get ahead of the story and try to be proactive rather than reactive. And that program that we had was supported by the city and by the sheriff's office, Randy Meeks and others. It was just a wonderful event. And we need to continue to have events like that in our community.
Mm-hmm. What's your take on just the tension that exists right now? And a lot of times it's more than tension between police and minority members.
Well, it's a lot going on out there, and I've always said it's just important to maintain some degree of calmness and let the facts of the case come out before we start doing things that we perhaps may later on to regret. I hate any time someone were to lose a life. There was an incident in New York where one of the police officers was there just sitting in the patrol car, and someone walked up and assassinated her. So it's hurt all around. But John Mark, we need to keep our lines of communication open. The more we know about each other, work with each other, talk with each other, that's what's important.
Okay, this event is called Commerce Strong. It's coming up Saturday, September 9th. I guess mostly be taking place downtown?
Downtown on the square. Everyone is welcome to come.
Well, how's the hot chocolate?
I tell you, John Mark, I had the best hot chocolate today I've ever had since I've been on your program.
Lavelle, thanks for sitting down
with
us.
Thank you,
sir. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling, your Start of the Day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.